Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rolling along on a Red Friday here on 96.5 The Fan. Tennessee Vols got a big one this weekend, Mac.
Man, it feels like everyone's huge at this point.
Hey, in the SEC, it just means more.
It does. Thank you, Bob.
It just means more.
Hey, you teach me things, I teach you
that's
things.
That's right. You got Clemson, Louisville tonight.
I know, that's actually kind of fun. Mm-hmm.
See if Dabo Swinney can get fired.
That's exactly what I'm rooting for.
If he loses, does he get fired? Are they talking about that?
I mean, if he gets absolutely destroyed by Louisville, you kind of got to be
he
like...
He kind of sucks.
He sucks.
I'm sure he's got a buyout.
Yeah, he does. Ooh. He's looking around going, hey, I'm available for one of these.
Hopefully he gives that 10% to the church.
What are we doing with Bill Belichick this week? Is he playing a game? Because I've lost touch with North Carolina. I heard they won two in a row or something like that. And then, you know, dueling reports out of New York say he is going to be interviewed for the Giants job. And then some people say he has no chance to be interviewed for the Giants job. So
seriously,
that'd
Mac,
be awesome.
Tennessee's favored by 41 against New Mexico State.
Oh, is this the week the SEC plays the Sisters of the Poor and wastes everybody's time with a stupid
Florida
game?
Florida plays Ole Miss.
There's a couple, but yeah.
Texas, Georgia play at 6:30. That's the big one.
This is kind of the time of the year where like Missouri plays UMass or for whatever reason the SEC does this in like November. They give you this just random games of, you know, Marist taking on LSU. You're like, what are we doing here with this? Why at this point in time?
A little break.
Yeah, it is. Play a game, get a little kind of, you know, get a little
take a breath.
The SEC is actually not too bad this week. South Carolina, A&M, that could be okay. Mm-hmm. I know A&M's a heavy favorite in that game, but that's
still going to be a good game.
Arkansas, LSU should be better than it should have been. Oklahoma, Alabama, I mean, hello. That's at 2:30.
Perfect.
And then Texas, Georgia at 6:30.
That's a good one. The Texas-Georgia game,
versus 5?
That's a nice game there.
That is a college football playoff game.
It is, yeah.
100%. Because Georgia's not in the first four. Texas just got in. That could be a future match. It's not right now the way they do it, but I mean, that is the closest thing you're going to get to the college football playoff is Texas and Georgia and Oklahoma, Alabama.
Or winner gets in, loser does not. You know, I mean, exactly. If it comes down to it at the end of the year and it's Texas and Georgia are kind of jockeying for one of those final spots, well, Georgia beat you in the regular season. They got bragging rights. They should get in, you know, over you. Does anybody else feel the way that I did? Like, there is zero interest in local college football at this point in time, right?
Well, Mizzou got struck with the injury. Right. The quarterback goes out. I thought Drinkwitz's comments were actually okay the other day, where he's like, we live in this world where if you don't make the college football playoff, it's a terrible season.
I really like him. I didn't think I was going to like him at first, but I really, he's honest and tells it like it is almost. Like, he doesn't have time for, like, because he's right about that. I mean, we judge everything. Did you make the playoffs or didn't you? And if Missouri can go 8-4 this year, look on the outside in of the college football playoff, still go to a nice bowl game. And it's like, eh, you really didn't like we've lost all of that now because of the college football playoff. And you know, it is what it is. I mean, as much as I like drink saying all that, I understand, but it is what it is. I mean, this is kind of, you know, what we set ourselves up for. If we're not playing for a playoff and judging people off of postseason success, what are we really doing here? Right.
Right.
Because everybody wants to win a national championship. Everybody starts the season with the goal of winning a national championship. Then as the season goes along, you know, guy like drink or whoever says, hey, you can't judge it all just based on all the playoff stuff. Well, at the beginning of the year, we were. It was all about getting into the college playoff, but also how the season happened. Because Dusty's right, man. The quarterback got injured, and it just all fizzles out. There's not, there's not much that you can do, you know, in those situations. K-State lost interest in August in the first half in Ireland, and they never regained their interest. And Kansas is just a mid-major at best. I mean, it's just not an interesting – nothing interesting is going on there. And the only real interesting thing going on right now in college football locally is message board geniuses had Drinkwitz is going to Penn State. Is that a better job than Missouri? Probably.
No, absolutely.
Maybe. I don't know.
No.
I don't know the answer to that question.
I would say yes.
Missouri. I would say yes too, I think.
I would disagree wholeheartedly against that. Penn State is not a great job. Penn State is never going to be productive in the Big Ten. They aren't in the SEC. Missouri is a much better job than Penn State.
Missouri and Penn State basically then are the same programs by what you're saying. Because I don't know that Missouri is ever going to be that real player. Every once in a while, like Penn State, you get a year here or there. But I think Missouri and Penn State are kind of similar, quite honestly. You have your powers, and then you have that second tier. I think Missouri is a second tier power in the SEC. And I think Penn State is a second tier power behind Ohio State, whoever else is in the Big Ten at this point in time. Indiana.
Oregon.
Oregon. Yeah, I mean, all those schools, Michigan. Right? Is Michigan up there?
Right. Every 3 years.
I mean, they just won the national championship last year and everybody left.
Two years ago.
Yeah. That's the thing. And every 3 or 4 years, they'll be back.
Yeah. Will they? Okay.
Yeah. But I think they'll be back. But they're not, but to your point, they're not a Georgia who's never going to go away. And Alabama, who even when they lose Nick Saban, is a top 12 team and they're going to be there. Like, it is a little
top
bit different.
Top 5 team almost.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's amazing at the beginning of the year that Kalen DeBoer guy was getting fired.
Yeah, he's done.
Week two.
They said that right now, they said on, like, I think it was like somebody's national show, like, if I'm Alabama, I'm calling Nick Saban right now.
Yeah.
And then that.
I think Nick Saban may have said that.
Alabama Jones. College football coverage on 96.5 The Fan is brought to you by Bud Light. Bud Light and Tanners are teaming up to make every college game day legendary. Every Saturday, rep your college team, catch every play, and enjoy $15 buckets only at Kansas area Tanner locations. Bud Light and Tanners, from the stands to the bar, your game day headquarters. I cannot get over 41.5. You almost have to take New Mexico State.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you, though? Think about 40
and a half.
I know it's a big number, but we see these scores in these games.
Yeah, it'll
be
56-3.
Yes, exactly. That's what it will be. Like, you look at that number, you're like, oh, my God, I got to take, you know, the points. But at the end of the day, you're right, Dusty. How many games have we seen where these teams go 56-3 and that's your final? And, you know, these mid-majors just don't show up.
Because it's funny, last night, you're like 12 and a half, New England's favorite. No way. Staying away from that. They didn't cover.
They won by 13.
Yeah, I was going to say, they won by 13.
Well, I think that some lines is 13.5.
It was 13.5.
13.5. Yeah, 13.5.
Yeah, but that's the NFL. College football is like in the NFL, at least there's talented guys on the field. You know, you're an SEC team. What, I don't even know what New Mexico State is. Are they whack? I mean, what are they?
That spread's whack.
It is. That is whack. Rack 'em. Whack.
I bet they're Mountain like West? Big Sky. They could be Mountain West.
Mountain West?
Is that what they are?
Is New Mexico State in the Mountain West? Or are they? Or no, hang on a second before you guys say it.
Mm-hmm.
Are they one of the new Pac-12 teams? Which, by the way, did you see Washington State fired their athletic director?
Wow.
Yeah. One of the two teams remaining in the Pac-12 or whatever that is, the Pac-2, and you fired your athletic director for not doing enough. Like, I mean, what is he supposed to do, guys?
Well, they're in the same conference of... Yeah, they're in the... What's Missouri State? And we just talked about this.
Missouri Valley?
Conference USA.
Conference USA. Yeah, so they're in there with like Liberty, Sam Houston State, Missouri State, Western Kentucky, Kennesaw State, all those teams. And then they play Tennessee at 3:15.
Let's go,
where
baby.
They're 40.5 point underdogs.
Well, we played Kennesaw last week, so we're ready for Tennessee.
40.
We just could go out there and play football, man. It's just at the end of the day, it's just a game. It's a 100-yard field. It's time to go. We can do this. 56-3.
they wipe their ass the same as we
did. Yeah, that's right.
You know, all the stuff, all the cliches.
They put their pants on one leg at a time.
Somebody said Penn State's 10 times the job that Missouri is. You guys are homers. Well, those guys said it was a better job than Missouri, so you can call me a homer, but let me know what the NIL is at Mizzou, and let me know what the NIL is at Penn State.
Can I ask
interesting. And also, Penn State had James Franklin and what's his name? Bill O'Brien.
Yeah.
It's not the job you think. Penn State is a Dollar General store. That's what they are. You know what you're getting when you go to Penn State. Missouri's a better job. Sorry. That's all I'm going to say.
I think they're very much the same, though, when you start ranking the jobs in each league. I mean, Penn State is a prestigious job. I think if you look at a casual football fan and you say, what's the better job, Missouri or Penn State, everybody's going to say Penn State. It's just because they have that reputation, right? They have that old Joe Paterno. They were always there. They were always gross a premier. Reputation. You know,
the whiteout.
The whiteout stuff. But they were always a premier team back in the day. And people develop and they remember those things. Missouri's never been a brand name for anything. And I'm not being, you know, a KU fan by saying that. Missouri's never been a brand name in anything. Penn State's a brand name when it comes to football. I think the Penn State job is much better than the Missouri job now that we're talking about it more. But the NIL stuff, I got a dumb question. Mm-hmm. Don't we all have budgets now? Isn't there? Where did I see like there's a $21 million budget?
$10 a day.
Yeah, exactly. But like these college programs, didn't we set like a salary cap, if you will? Like everybody's got to play within the same rules, or are we still operating where anybody can do whatever it is that they want to do? I thought we may have reined that in, getting rid of the collectives and taking it all in-house, right? I don't know the answer to that question. That's why I'm asking it.
I don't either. It still feels really vague and confusing, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't know if this is one of those things that we all have a budget, we all have a salary cap, it's the NFL, or if college football is now Major League Baseball, where it's just spend to your heart's content.
Well, pretty much. I mean, what, that dude just dropped $60 million at Columbia just to do it, right? And then KU had the same thing, right? Some guy just gave, like $40 or $50 million at Lawrence.
Yeah, but does that go for 1 year? How does that work? I mean, I still don't know the rules of this kind of crap.
The revenue sharing cap.
Yeah.
It's new limited amount of money schools can pay athletes directly starting at about $20.5 million.
Okay, so and that's their budget for athletes,
yes,
right?
Yes, that is for 2025, 2026, and that will set to increase over time just like any cap sports does.
It'll be $50 million by 2 more years.
Mm-hmm. And they can receive, athletes can continue to receive income from third-party NIL deals. So there's school stuff, like you can get Cane's chicken deal or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Well, that's why like some states have finally gotten smart and said if you commit in high school, if that state allows NIL, you can go to a high school kid and be like, you're between where? Mizzou and Kansas? Oh, well, hey, this is Eli Drinkwitz from the Missouri University. We'd like to give you a NIL deal already as a senior in high school. That way you can already commit. If you commit to Mizzou, you can get an NIL deal in the state of Missouri.
Yeah,
not every state is that way. Someone asked a question on the text line. I'm going to be really easy to answer this from the 816. Indiana has been trash at football for like 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
They've been great this year, but now they're a superpower in college football. I'm legit confused. Well, they were good last year.
They're
good this year. And I'll tell you the answer. It's real simple. NIL.
Yeah. That's the benefit of NIL. Like Indiana is the poster child for why NIL is good. It took a program that was useless, and now they're a world beater because of the NIL. They've got the money coming in. They're able to do that kind of stuff.
I'll throw in the coach too. Give him some credit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Cignetti's been great.
Yeah, you need both. Yep.
But like, you do. But you need the cash first.
Yeah, cash first. Cash is king.
Because you're not going to get a good coach unless you have the cash.
Yep.
And so you've got to have the cash to get the coach, and then coach comes in, then you got to have the cash to go. You know, it's just a vicious
cycle. Text line continues to give some knowledgeable information. Revenue sharing from schools has a cap. NIL doesn't.
Okay.
So there's the gray.
Basically, you still need all your boosters to be greasing the palms of these guys.
Correct.
Hey, can this guy go wash cars for $1,000 an hour but never show up?
Sure he can.
Yeah, okay, come on down to John's dealership there in Lawrence, and we'll get you washing cars, allegedly.
I've got a tree planting business.
Yeah, right.
That's it.
Where is it located? TBD.
Well, I mean, it was back in the day. Oklahoma did this back in the day. Like, Barry Switzer had guys working at car dealerships places like that in the summertime. They never showed up.
No.
That's great. It's like, it's so funny to think about how just bizarre college football and real life college football was back in the day and how corporate it's become now. Like anything in life. Life used to be fun. Then corporate got involved. What is it, BlackRock that you say buys everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
BlackRock got involved and ruined it all.
They bought Subway, gone. They bought Jersey Mike's, time will tell.
Can we talk about Subway? Who is eating the Terhamkin?
I don't eat any of that stuff. No, none of those. They do it at Firehouse Subs, too. Like, they do the Thanksgiving collab. That's either, I feel like you are all the way in or you're all the way out.
Like when you put all the stuff on a bun.
They do it at pizza place, I think, like Main Slice and Lee Summit does it, where they have like the Thanksgiving. It's called like leftover pizza.
Ugh.
Again, right? Like cramp. I don't know if it's them.
I mean, I wasn't going to do it because we're on the air, but yeah. I almost like.
Yeah. And it's just not my thing. Like there's like they have the Maui Wowie at Main Slice. If you ever go there, it's on Main Street. It's a great place. It's like pine. It's not your guys' thing, but it's like jerk chicken with jalapenos, pineapple. It's great. But like some places do like that leftover pizza where it's like cranberry stuffing, turkey. Ugh. I'm not into that. Like I'm honestly not really into Thanksgiving food. I eat it twice a year at a Friendsgiving and on Thanksgiving, and I never really eat that type of food. I guess green bean casserole reigns supreme, but like I'm not a jive.
Nobody
turkey.
Eats that stuff anytime.
Do people eat Subway?
Well,
this
thing last night that Subway was pushing, the Terhamkin sandwich all night long, and I couldn't get past who's going there and saying, I'll take a 6-inch Terhamkin.
Not Jared.
I saw Subway in Spain, and I was like, oh, why?
No chance, no.
It's
the largest fast food chain in the world. They have more stores. They used to be. I don't know
more
if they're still
KFC?
Up there. Okay.
Let's take a picture, Emily. Sorry, I didn't, but I saw one as well.
But no, Subways are like by like thousands more than anybody else. I don't know. But if you're pushing the Terhamkin on people, what are we doing here?
Well, I get the move. You're doing what everybody else is doing, but like, you don't just because everybody jumps off the bridge doesn't mean you have to.
No,
I'm just not. I mean, I'm just not eating that. That's just I don't like that.
You just sound like Alex.
Why does someone want to eat that collab, man? Like, yeah,
turkey, ham, and chicken smashed into one, and then you're calling it the Terhamkin.
John Madden would smash it.
I don't even know that Madden would take that. He'd take his turducken and go home and go mixing in ham. Like, can they not get duck at Subway? Would you eat duck at Subway?
No.
Not just. Come on down to Subway. We've got the 6-inch duck.
No.
That has no interest to me. But what team in the NFL not saying the Chiefs has interest in you the rest of the year?
You know, it wasn't going to be this team. But when you were talking in the break about the Patriots being 9-2 and people still complaining about their schedule, I'm thinking they're 9-2 at this point in time. They've got 6 games left on the schedule. It is time to accept the New England Patriots as a legitimate contender, if not the number one contender right now in the AFC, especially in the AFC East. Like, if you're Buffalo today and you're waking up, you're realizing your reign is over. You know, the Chiefs' reign is not over here in Kansas City, but it sure seems like that reign is ending in Buffalo right now with the New England Patriots. So at 9-2, they still have a bye to go late in the season.
Week 14.
I'm interested in watching what they do the rest of the way and to see if 9-2 becomes their high watermark or if 9-2 is their jumping off point where they can continue to move forward. It's very interesting.
Are you
study.
All in on Drake May?
Yeah, I think I am. Yeah, it's hard not to be at this 100%. Point. Yeah, it's hard not to be. I think when he was coming out, they were talking about he had small hands. I'm not kidding. I think they were. And look at him now, man.
6'4", 225. I can guarantee you that if the hands are small, that's the only thing small in that man.
Men's wieners.
Well done. So I guess I'll ask you, what's the most interesting thing about New England to you?
The coach.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't realize, I don't think, how good Mike Vrabel really was. And when you go and work for an organization that gives you support, I mean, that's the reason Mike Vrabel didn't work out in Tennessee. It's clearly not because of him. That's an organization that is just complete and utter ass from ownership on down. That's where it starts in Tennessee. And that's when you have bad teams, you have bad owners. And that ownership group in Tennessee is so bad, it's amazing that Mike Vrabel was able to do what he was able to do in Tennessee, yes. I think. I mean, watching him now with a great owner and great, you know, and a good situation, 9-2.
And even in Tennessee, didn't they trade A.J. Brown while he was there?
Yep.
Because AJ Brown was in that AFC Championship game against the Chiefs, right?
Yep.
And then
John
the next
Robinson
year he was
traded
gone.
Him. Yep. Yeah. On draft night.
Yeah.
And then they didn't pay Derrick Henry.
Yeah. Exactly. All the things that Mike Vrabel said to do, they did the opposite.
Yeah.
And they see where they turned out.
That'd be like the Chiefs being like, yeah, we're not going to extend Rashee Rice and we're going to trade Xavier Worthy. Good luck, Andy.
Yeah, what? It's all you. It's your fault.
It's
also Clark getting involved, which is what Clark doesn't do.
Well, it's just a good case study into why coaches are successful and why they're not. A lot of it is out of their hands. Every organization that is bad and that loses has a horse crap owner. There's no other way to say it.
Woody Johnson. So Vrabel is your most interesting with the Patriots.
Yeah.
Mac, who's your team and why?
I would say the Packers, because what has happened and what's on paper are the most non-computing among all the NFL teams.
And who's the Richard in the post-game press conference asking Matt LaFleur if he's coaching the rest of the season to save his job?
Like, what the hell?
Like, what are you fishing for,
geez,
dude?
Man.
I also saw something about Matt LaFleur potentially leaving after this season and going to...
I saw this. I can't remember where, though. That was a weird report.
Yeah. But no, Atlanta. It was from our sister station in Atlanta that said that the writing is now on the wall, I guess, for Raheem Morris down there, which is sad. I really like Raheem Morris, well, man. I want them to win. And then you got him down there in Atlanta, and they're saying he may be on his way out, and then like they're already starting to sniff around Matt LaFleur to Atlanta.
He was the quarterback's coach there for one season.
Oh, well, but then he's got ties. Yeah, I mean, by all means, bring him home!
You know, Chiefs legend Kelvin Benjamin.
Yeah.
You know?
Him and Josh Gordon.
Or it was always like SEC legend, like, Anthony Peeler or something. He never played the SEC.
It's like we always see with like the Royals, like Royals legend Ben Zobrist. Well,
yeah.
I mean, he was here for like a half a year.
If that, right? He's here 3 months, a great couple of months. So, yeah. You know, he will go down. As
Royals great or oldest champ. Chapman.
Yeah.
Jeez.
But Matt LaFleur's got one of the biggest jobs, and that's why it's interesting, because he's such a great offensive mind, and their offense has just not clicked.
And what are they switching up in Green Bay? Not, is it ownership? Like, the town's getting ready to, like, do something. Like, they're getting ready to change something in Green Bay.
Well, they're not already publicly owned, so I don't know.
There's something going on with Green Bay and, like, the transition of that. I don't know. There's something more involved than just like the town of Green Bay owning the team or something.
Well, they
like
have
that.
A president. I think they were maybe changing that or something.
There's something involved with the high up and that's good though. But the Patriots and Mike Vrabel, the Packers and Matt LaFleur. Cause I'll tell you what, would you rather have Jordan Love or Bo Nix?
Jordan Love.
Wow.
Okay. I don't know. See?
Jordan Love for sure.
None of the above.
I think the ceiling's way higher with Jordan Love.
I would take Bo Nix. I would absolutely take Bo Nix over Jordan Love.
I think that Jordan Love ceiling looks a lot like the ceiling outside of Steven Spector's office.
Yeah, falling apart.
There's a big hole in the middle of it, but it's still together, but there's still a big, big hole. Because this is now 2 years in a row we've done this with Jordan Love.
He hasn't done anything, man.
Where it starts off okay, and then it's just for some reason they have to give Jacobs the ball 25 times a game because they can't trust Jordan Love.
And they're so, like, they're not going to move on because we don't have changing quarterback here in Green Bay. We go 30 years without switching quarterbacks.
Would you rather have Jordan Love or Caleb Williams?
Caleb Williams.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Jordan Love or Trevor Lawrence?
Jordan Love.
See, none of the above.
I think, he has not been great. I'm not going to argue that Jordan Love's been awesome, but 2,300 yards, 13 touchdowns, 3 picks. He hasn't thrown a touchdown in the last 2 weeks, so that needs to change. I don't think he's been terrible. I definitely don't think he's been as good as I've wanted him to be or as I've prophesied him to be, but that's why it's interesting. They still have an amazing defense and a lot of weapons on offense. They just haven't clicked.
Yeah, nothing's clicking right now, and usually that's leadership, man. That's the head coach. Like, we've got to find a way. We've got all this star talent. Again, the X's and O's get so in the way of these young coaches, they forget it's about the people and finding ways to make the people work together. It's not about the plays. It's not about your designs. How do you get all these people working together? You've got all these stars. You've got to manage these egos and figure out a way to mesh that locker room all together. And if you can't, you can't be a head coach or a manager in this world.
I think to me the most interesting team moving forward is the Baltimore Ravens.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because left for dead, side of the road, roadkill, but that roadkill still had a heartbeat, and everybody just drove by it, didn't check on it. Now it's getting back up.
So no, Mac did.
I was there fostering it back to life.
Yeah, you're the IG videos of, like, the deer that shows up to the back porch with a broken leg, and then it becomes its pet.
I got you, man.
Yeah, you adopted that bobcat the other day. Did you see that bobcat that's living in somebody's house?
I did see that.
I've got nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
Yeah.
But no, the Ravens are interesting, because if they can win the North – and then it's like it kind of affects that entire division, right? Because Joe Burrow's, I think, trying to expedite his way back. Not that it's going to make anything better in Cincinnati, but he is better than Joe Flacco. Pittsburgh thought they were going to run away with it. And here's Corella DeVille in a purple and black car driven by Lamar and John Harbaugh right behind you coming for that lead. And then, obviously, the Browns suck. But, like, wouldn't that be a story to watch Baltimore not lose the rest of the season, fill in for that AFC North, and take away that division? All of a sudden, all those takes about Harbaugh and Lamar and all this stuff that we had, it's like, you know, you do it with the Chiefs. Why can't you do it with the Ravens? Like, hold on, hold on. They're not what they say they are. So that's a very interesting team to me. Coming up, speaking of being interesting.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How about a Friday Chiefs parlay that we'll put together, brought to you by Circus Sports? Sports betting the way it should be, coming soon to Missouri with Circus Sports. Our Friday Chiefs parlay coming up next on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Gotta figure out how to make money on this. I really want to.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Creed Humphrey, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.